Tom Watkins. He's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. What are you doing for the 4th?
Just enjoying a local hometown Northville parade and some barbecue with friends and remembering what it's all about, freedom and independence.
Yeah, for a guy who travels the globe, being home for the holidays is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, simple pleasures are the best, Tony.
All right, let's talk about a piece that you recently wrote, and you wrote about the bridge and Maddie Maroon and how, from your perspective, that the billionaire is holding a monopoly on the existing Detroit to Windsor Bridge crossing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, first, I'm very proud to be working as a regular Sunday columnist for the Lansing State Journal, and I penned this yesterday so people can find it there. But look, this is about the economy and putting people back to work. The bridge is needed. It's been demonstrated that it's needed. Major commerce and job creation will happen with the building of the new bridge. And you have one person, Maddie Maroon, and it's his right as a citizen of this country to stand up and fight for what he believes in his right. But I'm very glad to see Governor Snyder signing the agreement with Canada to build a bridge, a much-needed bridge that every living governor supports. It's supported by Democrats, Republicans. It's supported by business and labor to build a new international bridge crossing. And those of us who support it have a responsibility to step up, speak out, and hopefully get this bridge built in a way that will begin to create a new economic opportunity here for Michigan.
We have had Matt Maroon on this program several times. We've been trying to make contact with him, but they're not talking right now. They're letting the ads do their talking. You wrote that you believe that Maddie Maroon is stealing Michigan jobs. What do you mean about that?
Look, right now, by standing in the way and holding up this process, it's just going to slow the process down. Ultimately, I believe the bridge will be built. I've talked to a number of legal individuals and believe that the state signing the agreement with Michigan is going to drive this process forward. He certainly can stick a spoke, or can stick a spoke, stick in the spokes, if so to speak, of these plans, slowing it down. And every day that it's slowed down, his bridge does better in the process. Again, he has a right to do that, but as the has been pointed out, some of the ads have been less than full of the truth.
Isn't it from, I guess you could look at it from the perspective that it's good business sense for him not to want another bridge, not to want the competition?
Well, absolutely it is. I mean, if you had a monopoly, if you were the only radio show in Lansing or in the state of Michigan, I'm sure you would be doing even better than you're doing, Tony. So nobody likes competition. But again, people from the left to from the right, when the state chamber and the UAW and the AFL can get together and say this is a needed bridge, I think it's a needed bridge.
Yep. When the last time we talked with Mr. Maroon on the program, he told us that if it was the state who owned the bridge, they would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, to me, it's irrelevant. Look, there's a need for a bridge. And let's go back to the other one. Windsor and Canada have told the Ambassador Bridge, Maddie Maroon, he's not sticking his bridge in downtown Windsor. When a sovereign nation tells you that it's not going to allow you to connect a bridge into their city, in their country, don't you think no means no? I mean, what makes anybody think that even the bridge that he would like to build can be connected with Canada? The second, from a national security standpoint, does it make any sense in the world to build another international bridge crossing side by side to the other? I mean, let's not even think of what would happen if some terrorists decided to take down those two bridges. It would wreak economic havoc, not only on Michigan, but on Canada and the entire country of the United States and as far south as Mexico. So it makes no sense, in my view, from either an international geopolitical standpoint, when a sovereign country tells you they're not going to allow you to put a bridge and to connect a bridge into Windsor, that it isn't going to happen. And second, from a national security, it makes no sense at all. It clearly makes sense economically for Mr. Maroon and his family. He has a right to stand up and fight that. But I'm again pleased to see Governor Snyder and others counteracting that with their own ads and putting out the facts as well.
Tom, you think that there are three lessons to be learned by watching this battle between Maroon and how you write his common sense?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, this is you know, money is a mother's milk of politics. He's laid out the resources and he's spending them. You know, there's a famous saying from some people, they, when they buy politicians, they like them to stay bought. Some of these votes that have gone down on this just don't make common sense from my standpoint. And I'm hoping that sense will prevail, economic wisdom will prevail, and that this bridge will get built in Michigan and sooner rather than later.
In the Holland Sentinel, Tom talked about what he thought about health care reform. Now that it's law, there's going to be more battles on this, especially if the president changes and is Mitt Romney. But the way we look at it now, Tom, after we saw the Supreme Court ruling released Friday, what's your take on this?
Well, look, to me, providing health care for 30 million people in this country is absolutely needed. This is the law of the land. I appreciate Governor Snyder's approach thus far. It's the law. Let's move forward. Let's make it work for Michiganians and make sure they're providing health care. But at the same time, the politics of this issue are not over. Even though Governor Romney passed the first kind of the Romney Care, first version of what is referred to as Obamacare in his state when he was a governor, he's now standing up and saying that he opposes it and is going to repeal it on day one. And this certainly is going to galvanize a lot of people that are against this law to come out and support him for president. At the end of the day, I believe we have a right and a responsibility to provide health care, being the only major industrialized nation that doesn't provide a program to provide decent health care for our citizens is just appalling to me, and it should be to any American. We have a responsibility. The president, whether you like it or not, has laid out his plan. It's been approved by the Supreme Court of the nation, and we ought to move forward providing high-quality health care to all Americans.
Tom Watkins served as the former state mental health director of the state superintendent of schools. He's currently a U.S. and China business consultant. Tom, thanks so much.
It's always good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.